Hi, you're listening to Go See a Show, the Off-Off-Broadway podcast. In a world where technology is changing every aspect of our lives at a breakneck speed, it should be no surprise that sex, one of our most basic human impulses, should be similarly affected. Perhaps that's why playwright Mariah McCarthy, executive artistic director of Caps Lock Theater Company, is producing and writing a show in a festival currently running at the Secret Theater called Sex with Robots. I'll let her explain just what that's all about, though in a brilliant bit of marketing, it's pretty self-explanatory. A fond welcome back to the very first guest to the Go See a Show podcast. Here is Mariah McCarthy. Take a listen. Robot sex. Sex with robots is the best. Robot
sex. Programmed only to perfect. Robot sex. Was tearing my head. Okay, so, welcome back to Go See a Show.
Thank you. Good awesome. To be here.
The last time we talked, it was about a classic, and now we're talking about some very modern material.
Yes.
Why sex with robots?
Other than why not?
That's the easiest answer, of course. But I mean, it almost seems, once you stop and think about it, once I ask the question, it's like, well, of course, like that's something really interesting, and it's already happening in many ways. So
yes.
Why did Caps Lock decide to do this? First off, we should say this is Mariah McCarthy on the mic.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank
Full circle,
you.
Go See a Show after 90-something episodes is back to Mariah McCarthy. I love it.
Awesome. I'm so glad to be back. I was approached by Danny Bose, who is a contributor to Sex with Robots, and who had this idea along with another playwright in Sex with Robots, Natalie Zuter. And so they came up with the idea just talking over G-Chat. And Danny saw my play, The Foreplay Play, which is about a couple attempting a foursome and failing. I mean, two couples attempting a foursome, a lesbian one and a straight one. And we did it in an actual apartment in Brooklyn, so the audience was, like, very, very close to people getting all up on each other. And I didn't really know Danny, but he, we met when he came to that, and run in kind of similar circles, and so he asked for my email at some point, and he said, I have this idea for this project, and he emailed me, and he said, so it would be a festival of short plays about sex with robots, and, as soon as I read it, I just wrote back with one word, obviously, in all caps. I don't think I waited, I think it was, within minutes that I responded. And the reason it appeals to me is because most people who've seen a few plays of mine know that they're often about sex or related to sex, or plays about love disguised as plays about sex. And I am interested in Sex with Robots because I'm interested in what happens when a person pursues their sexual desire and the person from whom they're trying to get the sex is not human, and why aren't they having sex with a human? What does the non-human being how does the non-human being respond? We have plays where the robot has incredible agency and even pushes back against their person's desires. And then we have other plays where the robot is so clearly just designed to just be for the person's pleasure, and there's no conflict, and it's just about what I want from my sex robot. I realized recently that there's a lot in my plays about trying to pursue your own desires without being a total asshole, and people often failing in that.
Well, that's a really challenging thing, I think, that everyone probably has negotiated at some point in their lives. Exactly what you just said, how do you pursue your own desires and get exactly what you want when you're never going to get it, or very seldom are you going to get exactly what you want, because there is that other human person with desires and perhaps dislikes, I guess, of their own. So, like, yes. how do you put that push and pull is interesting. So that makes a lot of sense. That's why one would think about, why not a little sex with a robot? They can't say no.
Except when they do.
And I'm interested if, do you have any moments about, because I think this keeps coming up in the world of post-Anthony Weiner and post, I mean, and to take it beyond the comical end, the issues that it seems I just read a story in Rolling Stone about a young girl who had naked pictures of her that showed up and were tossed around the school, and it led to a suicide.
Yeah.
And many claim it led to that suicide. So that's, in these instances, we have sex that is mediated by robots or is turned into an aggressive sexual act by technology, robot, whatever. Do the plays kind of touch on those darker elements of it?
The plays are pretty dark. Some of them, I would say that there's one that's just pure delight, but that, even that has,
and
like...
that will close the night.
It does, actually, but that even that one has darker melancholy going on within it that you kind of don't realize until the play is over. But I would say that the humans in these plays are, for the most part, in control of their technology. There's one play where this woman has a sex robot. This is Natalie Zuder's play, A Real Boy, and this girl has her male sexual companion, and he's starting to want things from her in bed, and he's starting to have desires of her own, and she's like, this is not what I signed up for. But still, he's designed to do that, and it is ultimately, I think, a more satisfying experience for her because of that. And now in my play, Just Right, there's definitely, when you start watching it and when it starts sort of slipping into darker territory, I think there's going to be a moment of people feeling like, oh, this robot is going rogue, this robot is turning bad, until you realize that the robot is doing exactly what it's designed to do. So, we are kind of, it's funny because technology is accelerating at such a rapid pace that there's no, the etiquette and the protocol and the safety precautions kind of can't keep up with it. Like, it's almost like something bad has to happen first.
Exactly.
Yeah. But there's, in terms of like more abstract notions of how technology is filtering into our sex lives right now, like with sexting and with our increasingly
Maybe that's kind of the question that I started with and then ended up at the darker area. But the question, and I think you answered the second part of it pretty well. The first part, though, is something I'm actually really interested in, because I actually wrote a play, and I'm not a playwright, it's only the second play I've ever written, but it was one of our radio plays, about what happened with the Anthony Weiner thing, and what if he had responded honestly and just said, like, what does it matter? Like, what is the difference? Why is this such a thing? And people were so, like, freaked out about this whole thing. Whereas we have sitting members of the Senate who have been caught in prostitution and various other like adultering scandals, and they're sitting fine, and nobody's like freaked out about this. It's something about the technologically mediated bit of Anthony Weiner's scandal that made it so heinous that the man was like completely just thrown out by everybody, which is fascinating to me. So I guess I'm interested in the sex as mediated by tech. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great question.
More sex through robots as opposed to sex with robots.
Right. I was just having a conversation yesterday about how, like, a sex robot is just an enhanced vibrator. But that's not quite what you're asking. I think that's a larger question of our online identities being mediated by technology, and something that I feel like I see and hear constantly, and it's usually on Facebook, is, guys, Facebook isn't real. Like, we, you know, I might share my best news on here or, you know, try to crack jokes, but there's so much more to me than my online presence.
But you're putting so much work into this presence.
Exactly. And it's funny because I will run into people and they'll be like, you do Facebook so well, and people feel like they know me because of my Facebook presence. And quite a few times I've gotten people saying to me, you're so not what I like, what I expected from your online presence. And, you know, I'm very political online, and I also make a lot of jokes online, and I'm not sure what they're expecting when they meet me. I think that I'm pretty authentic online. There's a lot that I hold back. There's a lot that I keep for myself. But it is weird how we conflate the online version of that person with the real person.
Which kind of speaks back to the issue with Wiener and mediated sex, which is like, there are aspects of ourselves that come out online and aspects that don't. And, I don't know. I guess this is kind of a muddy soup I think we're sort of swimming in right now, but I find that so interesting. Again, just because like I was sort of fascinated by that whole thing about like why this was such a problem. I mean, of course, there's the cheating issue, but like beyond that, it seemed like people were freaked out.
Yeah.
So that kind of relates back to why it's great that there's a Sex with Robots Theater Festival. Now, I would also question, too, like why do this... And, of course, this is totally a leading question and a great answer, but I know you will have a great answer, but why do it in the theater? It's the Sex with Robots. We oftentimes, I'm not expecting anyone's actually having sex with a robot on stage,
mm-hmm.
But why do this in the theater? What is the benefit of working these issues out on stage?
That's also a great question. I think...
That's why I'm in the podcasting business.
That's why they pay you the big bucks, right?
Yeah, you can donate to go see a show. Bye.
I think there are so many ways that you could explore this, and people have. Like, ever since I announced the Sex with Robots Festival, people love sending me robot sex links.
I did it.
You did it. You asked to remain anonymous, and I respected
no,
that.
No, I am no longer anonymous. I just found something on Reddit that I thought was funny as hell. Like, sex with robots.
but it's been explored in so many other ways. It's been explored in a number of short films, some of them more comedic, some of them more dramatic or creepy.
My mind thinks of Demolition Man. Did you see? Okay, there's a scene where this girl asks Stallone to have sex, and she like puts on this helmet. They put on these helmets, and they like have sex in their brains.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a scene like that in Gus Schulenberg's Day and Day.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, where he can. It was pretty great. We were just
talking about our love of Gus Schulenberg.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
Shout out to Gus Schulenberg.
What up, Gus? But they're, you know, it's almost the exact same thing you're describing. They have technology plugged into their brains, and by just thinking real hard at someone else, you can make them feel like you're doing things to their body. So I chose theater because it's the medium I work in. I don't really have a more clever answer than that. I'm sure there are many sex with robots movies out there. Maybe there's a Sex with Robots movie festival. I would go see that in a heartbeat. People have sent me robot sex short stories, and I've also discovered other robot sex theater that's out there.
Well, I guess I would push a little harder then in this question and say then, if theater, why is theater the medium you work in? This is what you get for being a return guest.
Yeah.
That's a tough question. No more softballs about... I didn't talk to any softballs. Yeah. I didn't know what I was talking about.
I thought I thought that was a pretty good interview.
It was totally awesome because you led it.
I didn't feel like it was leading. But anyway, enough loving on each other. Why theater? Why do this antiquated, bizarre,
ridiculous thing?
Financially impractical.
Why are we doing this?
Because it's just magical. Like, it's just freaking magical. Like, it's so silly, and there are so many other amazing mediums to work in, and I very well might work in them in the course of my life, but theater and being in the room with the other bodies and feeling like seeing someone breathe and seeing someone sweat in person, whether they're singing or dancing or acting, is special and irreplaceable. And that's why people pay ridiculous amounts of money to go to a Lady Gaga concert when they could watch a much more slickly produced music video where they can see her a lot better than they'll be able to see her way in the back at that concert, because they got to be in the same room with Lady Gaga. And we unfortunately were not able to get Lady Gaga to perform in the Sex with Robots
Festival.
Isn't
she passé by this point? It's 2013.
I think she's pretty cool.
I don't know. I don't follow the pop scene.
Yeah. She's still doing her thing. But she unfortunately, she had a conflict. She really wanted to do Sex with Robots, but she just couldn't make it. Man, but
the record companies, they got a stranglehold on her.
Yeah, they keep her in check. But really, it's... I plan to work in film at some point. I occasionally write silly songs or raps.
The entirety of your fundraising scheme.
Yeah.
It seems successful too.
Yeah, it worked. We raised the funds. We have a lot of videos still to make once we can come up from air from the actual festival. But especially in off Broadway, where you're so close to the people. And in that intimate environment, when it's good, it's so good. And doing the foreplay play in an actual apartment, and like there's no suspension of disbelief that you're in an apartment, because we were in a real apartment and the audience was, you know, within spitting distance, within breathing distance of these actors who were seducing each other and climbing on top of each other. And the, you know, people afterwards were like, I felt voyeuristic, I felt like I shouldn't be there, it felt wrong, like I felt like they just took the wall out and I was spying. Like, that intimacy is special. And there, you can have intimacy in film, but it's a different kind of intimacy. You can have intimacy in a short story, but it's a different kind of intimacy. And it's that particular intimacy that is the language that I think in.
That makes sense. A lot. That's exactly the kind of answer I was looking for. This is why I pushed you on it.
Glad I didn't let you down.
Well, of course not. Well, so who else is writing? It's Mac Rogers. It is you, of course. Mm-hmm. You mentioned a couple of the playwrights whose names are completely... This flew through my ears. For
Danny Bowes and Natalie Zuter were the two who came up with this idea. J. Julian Christopher, Leonana Co-Winkler, Richard Lovejoy and Eric John Meyer wrote a piece together that they are also co-starring in. And I'm forgetting one. Me, Danny, Natalie, Rich, and Eric. Oh, Micheline Auger.
So are all these, it's a five-day festival? Fifth through the tenth?
Fifth through the tenth.
Oh, yeah, so it's a 6-day summer festival.
Yeah.
Are you split into two nights, two programs, or is it just one program?
Same program every night.
So a lot of shorts then. Everything's like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, and we also have a musical prologue called Sparks Will Fly by Nat Cassidy. So it's a robot sex song cycle.
That's awesome. All right, bringing in all the mediums, which is what we do in this.
Yeah.
Excellent. So it's 5th through the 10th, Secret Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And are you in the Secret Theater or in the Little Secret?
The big one.
The big one. Awesome.
Yeah, big secret.
So great. How can people get more information, tickets, etc.?
Sexwithrobots.brownpapertickets.com is where you get your tickets, and the whole lineup is there, as well as the address of the Secret Theater. Don't be scared by the fact that it's in Queens. It's one subway stop out of Manhattan.
Dude, Queens is where it's at right
Queens
now.
Is where it's at. Dude. I'm a
look
little
at the cover of the New York Times today. The smart money in real estate, it's in Queens.
Exactly.
That's what they say.
Yeah. Be on the cutting edge, guys. Come to Queens.
Amen.
Yeah. And you can also get more information at capslocktheater.com.
I have to do that every time I say the word theater in a web address on my podcast.
Yeah.
Curse you, audio medium. So, awesome. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Thank you, Mariah, for coming back on the mic with me. Hope to have you back again soon. Let's not wait another 2 years for another great conversation. You can catch Caps Lock Theater Company's Sex with Robots Festival at The Secret Theater, 4402 23rd Street in Long Island City, nightly at 8 p.m. from November 5th through November 10th, 2013. That means you've got just 4 more chances from the posting of this podcast, so get on it now. Tickets and more information are available at capslocktheater.com. Thanks to you for listening into the podcast. If you dig it, like it on Facebook, facebook.com/GoSeeAShow. Follow at GoSeeAShow on Twitter and rate and or comment on the show's iTunes page. And a note for everyone in the off-Broadway scene here in New York, Go See a Show is helping to spread the word about some great, affordable rehearsal space in Manhattan, just $10 an hour. If your company or project is looking for space, get in touch with me. You can contact me with questions about this affordable rental opportunity, along with any comments, suggestions, praise, or complaints, by email, Robbie, at GoSeeAShowPodcast.com. Until next time, go see a show.
What happens if you go to sexwithrobots.com, do you know?
I haven't tried.
I'm surprised.
I'm surprised too. I'm like sitting here, why didn't I do that ever?
I was just thinking, like, I thought you were about to say go to sexwithrobots.com. I was like, wow, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Man, you're going to get hits forever.
Yeah, I know.
Hold on to that domain name. It's like a gold mine.
It's probably taken. I've Googled sex with robots. I didn't see, there wasn't like a sexwithrobots.com at the top of the hits. Shall we do something a little meta here? Shall I get onto my device on the air and go to sexwithrobots.com?
Sure. I mean, this is usually the point where I cut things out, but I'll edit it.
It is up to you, but let's just see. Let's see what's at sexwithrobots.com. Oh, it's some band. It redirects to sexwithrobots.bandcamp.com.
It's a band?
Sex with Robots is a band.
That's a great band name.
It's an amazing band name, but I wanted, like, robot porn to come up.